Okay, we are ready to begin.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life, distributed by Public Radio International.
When you guys are ready, we can start. Okay, today we will be selecting our bride and our groom for the mock wedding.
Miss Hannah's adult living class at Rock Island High School near the Illinois-Iowa border has, as part of its curriculum, a mock wedding. These happen in high schools all over the country, and if you're from a place where they have them, they don't seem like a big deal at all. Today, before Miss Hannah's class can choose decorations and bridesmaids' outfits, before they talk to florists and a caterer, they have to choose a bride and a groom. And the money on favorite for groom is DeAndrew.
Because he's just like the most outgoing person, the person that's actually one of the guys, because we have very few guys, one of the guys are actually into it, you know?
DeAndrew's going to be the groom.
I think DeAndrew will get the groom.
Out of the boys, it's either me or DeAndrew.
This is Kevin, another contender.
I think we're running neck and neck.
Yeah, he wanted it too, but...
This is Stacia.
I don't know. I think more of the kids in the class will vote more towards DeAndrew because he's like the class clown. He makes everybody laugh and everything.
As for who'll be the bride, Jackie says the girls talked about it during gym.
It's not that much competition because a lot of girls don't know if they want to be it. I think it's three girls, me and Heather and Kina. So we were the only three that really said we wanted to be it. And I know a couple people that have said that they didn't want to be in it. I don't think anybody else wants to do it.
Miss Hannah uses the overhead projector to walk the class through a budget for the wedding, which is $250, by the way, that the kids will have to raise themselves. Then she takes nominations. Everybody votes on little slips of paper that she hands out.
Is there anyone who has not voted?
AJ is sent to the chalkboard to tote the results as Miss Hannah counts the ballots in a style that is less like the Illinois Election Commission and more like Jeff Probst on Survivor. She basically pulls out each ballot, unfolds it, and reads it.
Okay, here we go. DeAndrew. AJ. AJ.
Look at Alvin.
Kevin. AJ.
Look at AJ in the lead.
AJ.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Even AJ looks surprised. But these early returns don't hold up, and in the end, it is the predicted favorite, DeAndrew, who'll be mock-marrying Jackie. When the results are announced, DeAndrew, who admits that he used to have a little thing for Jackie, jumps up and sits next to her.
Yeah, I'm getting married to Jackie Thompson. I'm talking six,
Tom?
Seven, nine kids.
Of the 11 juniors and seniors who showed up for class today, one has a baby, and one lives with a boyfriend. She's engaged. I asked Miss Hannah if the idea of this curriculum is to encourage kids to get married. And to my surprise, she says no. She's just showing them how. The same way this class shows them how to rent an apartment or buy a used car. Even here, in small town Illinois, hours from the big city, even the teacher who teaches marriage has complicated feelings about marriage itself.
The students could not believe that I wasn't married when they found out I was not married. Because of all the joy and the fulfilling things that has happened to me since my divorce. I have truly experienced life, and because it has been such a grand experience being on the single side of life, I can honestly tell students that, yes, you know, you can be single and you can be happy. You can be married and you can be happy. Some of us will be happy with the institution of marriage, and some of us will not.
What it means to be married is up in the air right now, and not just because people are fighting about whether gays should be able to marry. The number of women getting married has dropped a third since 1970. People are getting married at a later age than ever before in this country. Fewer households have children, and a fourth of all children are raised by just one parent. The number of couples living together without marrying is 10 times what it was in 1960, over 4.5 million people. So today on our radio show, a look at what it really means to be married today. Our program today in three acts. Act one, what really happens in marriages. Like the 15th century explorers and mapmakers, there is a generation of scientists mapping out what happens in marriages, finding out stuff that people did not know about before. Act two, the Defense of Marriage Act. Gay marriage can hurt straight marriage. One man explains how. Act three, I want to be a statistic. Starley Kine gets answers about her parents' marriage from her dad after a lifetime of mystery. That is three, yes, three big acts, each one designed to make your family happier. Plus, we have a real wedding band, the Doug Lawrence Orchestra, playing us wedding standards all this hour.